Hey guys, Coach Christy here, coming to you from the car, so forgive me if you hear like turning signals and accelerating engines and whatnot. I am hands-free for anyone who might be concerned about my safety or that I'm behaving irresponsibly. I promise all is good. Today's podcast, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about how there is a difference between really what I want to get down to the nuts and bolts of is the difference between healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships. And of course it's a process, and by all means take anything I say with a grain of salt. I'm not a therapist or psychologist or authority on the matter in any way. I am a lover of learning and study a lot of material on relationships. And of course, the context in which I apply it first is always in my horsemanship. I think everything that we learn about human relationships is relatable to my horsemanship. And I often can practice a skill that I would like to do better in my human relationships and get it good with my horses first, because that's a safer environment, right? Horses don't have any sort of hidden agenda. They don't have beliefs that are morphed because of childhood experiences or social conditioning and things like that. They're so pure. There's no brokenness to them. So I don't feel like I have to, you know, protect myself in my experiments. So one of the things I'm learning about healthy relationships is the only person responsible for my happiness is me. And so I'm the kind of person who, as a child, I learned how to either please everybody or make everybody happy or become invisible in order to avoid trouble, right? To stay out of harm's way, basically, or avoid, being unhappy. So that skill has served me well. There's nothing wrong with that skill, but it needs to be balanced with understanding what I'm actually responsible for and what I'm not. So one of the things that I think it's so important with horses is to set clear and reliable boundaries. And those boundaries need to be agreed upon by both partners. And if we can't come to some kind of agreeable, solution or commitment to, mutually respectful boundaries, then we really don't have much of a relationship at all. If I remind my horse about my personal space boundary and that unnerves her, the reason for it has one of two possibilities in my opinion. One is I've never been reliable with my personal space boundaries before, or I established that boundary in too aggressive of a manner. So, either of those things with horses is wildly fixable. That's another reason why I'm drawn to horses, is because even if I make a mistake, when I learn how to do it better and then I do it better, our relationship improves, where with humans that's not always the case. So in human terms, there's often two roles that people try to fit themselves into for relationships. I'm personally a helper. I like to feel like I have helped. So I often have to learn to try to overcome my propensity for wanting to save or rescue one of my partners from their emotional turmoil. And that does not actually serve them. With horses, in my opinion, and from a Pirelli natural horsemanship perspective, it's not my job to save my horse from emotional turmoil or from upset. It's my job to teach her how to process it in a healthy way, or in a way that serves our partnership, rather than just defaulting to self-preservation. So, folks who try to be responsible for their horse's emotions have to constantly try to stay ahead of any possible upset, right? It's the kind of people who say they can't ride when it's windy, or you can't ride in groups, or you can't go trail riding by yourself. Well, that's all because we haven't taught our horses how to make better choices. And in order for them to make better choices, we have to give them the space to do so. So in order for that to happen, I can't jump in and rescue my horse every time she gets upset and be there to support her through the process. And if she asks for my help, I'm sure gonna jump in there straight away and do everything I can to help her. But ideally for me with my horses and with my students is I want them to become good puzzle solvers. If you become reliant on me, then I feel like a failure as a leader. That's not my job. I'm not looking for good little soldiers. I'm looking for future leaders. I'm looking to grow and develop people and horses so that they can solve their own problems and, you know, gain that sense of satisfaction from doing so. There are another kind of type of partner in relationships, and that's the saver. And a lot of times I'm the saver. There's the damsel in distress, right? The person who feels like their emotional problems are always somebody else's fault and somebody else's responsibility. And so without taking responsibility for their own happiness or their own contentment, then they often constantly lash out at others, especially if the partner seems content. So, it's a disempowering feeling, and I can have a great deal of empathy for that. But as a saver, it's a really difficult combination to have in any kind of partnership. My inclination is to want to try to help someone, and when they can't see the forest for the trees, it's impossible to help them. And so then I feel like a failure. And that can be a really challenging emotional, you know, process to go through. And one of the things that I'm also learning about is that's okay. That everything sucks sometimes, right? That I feel like it's probably social conditioning that, you know, started with the invention of the fairy tale, leading, you know, on up through all kinds of other escapism routes that we utilize, like TV and movies and things like that, social media, where instead of feeling our feelings and leaning into it and trying to gain a lesson from those things, we immediately feel entitled to feeling good and either start trying to get away from the bad feeling or numb it in some way, whether that's, you know, escapism, or it could be, you know, drugs, it could be, you know, promiscuity, it could be, you know, there's all manners of things that we do for that quick dopamine, you know, dose. And that, I think, is a recipe for unhappiness and unfulfilling relationships. So, I'm in an emotionally tumultuous spot in my personal life right now, and talking it out with you guys is really helping me, so thank you for being there to listen. But the lesson that I'm really learning is to accept that everything sucks sometimes, and that I cannot be responsible for someone else's emotional state or actions. I can support them if they ask me to, but I can't fix it for them, right? I can offer my life experiences. I can say to my horse, hey, I see you're having a problem there, and I can help you if you want me to. But if they don't let me help them, I can't force it. When I force it, then all I do is create good little soldiers, and that's not at all what I'm looking for. And, that's what I'm looking for are partnerships that we are entered into because we want to be there, not because we feel obligated or entitled. And if we can't come to that place because of conditioning or because of a lack of willingness to do so, then I feel like the healthiest thing we could do is distance ourselves from that relationship. So there you have it, guys. There's my ramblings for today. I know it's unusual for me to do more than one podcast in a week, but like I said, you know, I just have processing happening in my mind. And when you vocalize the things that you're learning, it helps the process move along. I recently was diagnosed with arthritis in my dominant hand, in my right hand. And I've journaled a lot in the past to process my learning and my emotions and that sort of thing. But the bummer of my arthritis in my hand is that it hurts to write. So this is really helping me. I really appreciate you guys, you know, inviting me into your life and listening to me and what I'm learning and sharing. And like I've said before, if you find what I say useful or important or helpful in any way, please, please, please like, share, comment, rate, and review on whatever platform you're listening to me on. I know there are many of them. There's many platforms that this gets published on. And I want you to know that I would love to hear from you. You can email me at savvydreaming@gmail.com. Message me on Facebook. DM me on Instagram. I love hearing from you guys and what you're going through. I'm there to support you if I can in any way. But thank you for being a part of my journey. And I'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great day, guys. Thanks. Bye.